A common habit among retroactive jealousy sufferers is what I call reassurance seeking. Reassurance seeking involves going to your partner and asking them all kinds of questions about their past, making sure that you're really the best match for them, pestering them to tell you things that they've probably already told you. You get the idea, seeking endless reassurance from your partner. And in today's video, I want to respond to a viewer of this channel who is simply wondering, how do I stop this constant reassurance seeking? My name is Zachary Stockhill, and since 2013, I've been working one-on-one with men and women from all over the world, helping them overcome retroactive jealousy and save their relationships. If you'd like more information about my work or you'd like to work with me one-on-one, please visit my website at retroactivejealousy.com. So I received a comment on a video on my channel from a viewer we'll call A. A writes, quote, "How do I stop seeking endless reassurance from my partner? I started a discussion just because I want reassurance from him. But the thing is, I'm not only doing it with the topic of retroactive jealousy. How can I get the reassurance I need in another way? How can I stop self-sabotaging?" End quote. So for the record, this comment was on a video about retroactive jealousy. And for the uninitiated, for the people who are new here, the term retroactive jealousy refers to unwanted intrusive thoughts, often obsessive curiosity, and what I call mental movies about your partner's past relationships and or sexual history. And retroactive jealousy can often involve endless reassurance seeking from your partner. Making sure that you're really the best for them, making sure that they didn't love their ex more, you get the idea. My first tip is to remember that you will never get that ultimate reassurance from your partner when it comes to retroactive jealousy, when it comes to the way they feel about their past. You will never get enough reassurance from them. You might get a fix, let's say, that will last you for a couple of hours, or maybe a day, or maybe a whole week, maybe even longer than that. But that itch, sooner or later, will return. You will once again feel like you need an answer to a certain question, you need to hear something you've already heard before, you need to hear them proclaim their undying love for the millionth time. It's never going to be enough. You're never going to receive enough reassurance from your partner. It doesn't work that way. You can think of it like a drug addict with drugs, right? So someone who's addicted to something like heroin, you know, there's never enough heroin. They're always going to need another fix if they're a true addict. They're always going to need another jolt of energy, another jolt of heroin. It's never going to be enough. And that's why, unfortunately, so many people overdose. Retroactive jealousy can often act like an addiction. You can often be addicted to getting that reassurance, to getting those ego boosts, to getting that dopamine boost from your partner when you seek endless reassurance from them. So the first step is simply to realize that it's never going to be enough. You're never going to receive that ultimate reassurance that's going to clarify everything and it's going to ease all your concerns. It's going to answer all your questions. It doesn't work that way. So the only option is to choose a new course. In terms of how to stop seeking this endless reassurance from your partner, number one is to acknowledge what I said a moment ago. It's never going to be enough. And number two is to simply not give yourself permission to have those conversations. There is no substitute for relentless discipline, self-discipline, when it comes to how to stop seeking endless reassurance from your partner. Don't give yourself permission to have another conversation with your partner about their past. Don't give yourself permission to go looking to your partner to repeat something that they've told you 800 times before. Do not give yourself permission. Because you'll find often in these situations, you're kind of giving yourself permission. It's like, okay, I just have one or two more questions, or I just want to have one more conversation, or I just need a couple more details about this thing, or I just want to hear him say X again, or I just want to hear her say Y again. You're giving yourself permission and you're kind of bargaining with yourself, saying, oh, this will be the last time I ask him about this. This will be the last time I ask her about this. It doesn't work that way. And by giving yourself permission to do this, by kind of giving yourself a little bit of an incentive by saying, well, this will be the last time, so therefore I can do it, you're letting yourself off the hook and you are not getting any closer to actually overcoming retroactive jealousy. In fact, you're making it much more difficult because every single time you give in to that impulse to ask another question, to have another conversation, you're giving yourself that dopamine hit, you're rewarding yourself for continuing a behavior that you're trying to stop. Human beings make decisions based on incentives. And thus, if we feel that there's going to be an incentive to keep doing what we're doing, such as getting another little dopamine hit, receiving more reassurance, you know, getting our ego boost a little bit, if we keep seeking those incentives, you know, we'll never stop. And we're not giving ourselves the best permission to start charting a new course and overcoming retroactive jealousy. Relentless self-discipline. Another way to help you stop is to simply pause and reflect. on what kind of message you're sending to your partner over and over again when you ask them endless questions, when you're seeking endless reassurance. What are you telling your partner about them? What are you telling them about you if you keep engaging this behavior? So some ideas. If you keep asking your partner the questions over and over again, if you keep pestering them and with specific questions about one specific incident from their past, if you keep asking that they repeat things they've said many, many times before, what kind of message is that sending to them? You may be telling them implicitly over and over that they're a liar, that you don't trust them, that they're lying about this, they're lying about that, and you do not trust them. And as I often say to retroactive jealousy sufferers, no one can bear that indefinitely. Eventually, your partner will hit that wall where they'll realize that they can't keep staying in the situation where they're made to feel like a liar all the time when they're not lying. I don't care how much your partner loves you, I don't care how long you've been together, everyone has that breaking point. And the reason I know that is because I've received so many heartbreaking emails from retroactive jealousy sufferers from around the world asking me to help them get their ex back. Or saying, I couldn't believe it. One day my partner just up and left because they said they couldn't take it anymore. So keep that in mind if you want another reason to stop. Do you really want to be telling your partner, they're a liar over and over again? And another question to ask yourself too is, what is this telling them about you and the way you see yourself? Confidence is sexy. Confidence is attractive. And if you're seeking endless reassurance from your partner all the time, you're telling them that, I'm not very confident. I don't believe in myself. I don't think I'm that much of a catch. I need endless reassurance because I don't believe in myself. It's not a very attractive message, and relationships thrive on attraction. In an absence of attraction, a relationship usually can't survive. So remember that you're probably not sending a very sexy message, shall we say, to your partner when you go looking for endless reassurance all the time. Another very good reason to stop doing what you're doing. I'd also recommend taking some time to yourself, getting a pen and paper, and coming up with a bit of a cheat sheet with regards to this problem. So what I mean by that is, get a pen and paper, find a time and space where you can be alone, and just write everything that you need or want to hear. You can write down sentences or phrases that your partner has told you in the past that you found particularly comforting. You can write down any realizations regarding retroactive jealousy or anything else relating to your partner's past that you find particularly grounding, that you find particularly clarifying. The point is, get down in as much detail as possible on one sheet of paper everything that you feel like provides you reassurance, or everything you have heard in the past that you found particularly reassuring. This is your reassurance cheat sheet. The next step is to simply keep that page in your back pocket, let's say for the next couple of weeks. So keep this page handy, your little cheat sheet. And the next time you feel this urge to have an endless conversation with your partner about their past or to hear endless reassurance like you have been doing lately, simply take a few deep breaths, excuse yourself from the situation. You can go to the toilet if you want, go to a washroom or something where you can be alone. Take a few deep breaths, pull out your piece of paper, read it, reflect on this, and remember that this is what's real. I've got everything I need right here. I don't need to go to my partner for the 400th time to ask them questions I've asked them 400 times before. I've got everything I need right here. This is what's true. This is what's real. Hold the paper in your hand and feel the texture of the paper. This is tangible. This is what's real. Take a few deep breaths and reflect on that for a few minutes before you return to whatever you were doing, before this attack came up. Above all, focus on how you see yourself and improving how you see yourself rather than fixating on how your partner sees you. In other words, this problem is really about you. It's not about your partner. It's not about your relationship per se. It's about your relationship with yourself. So any steps you can take to start feeling better about yourself, building greater self-esteem, developing more self-respect, that's all going to help you tremendously with this problem. Because in the back of your mind, you'll realize that regardless of the future or not with your partner, regardless of anything the world throws at you, regardless of how your partner sees you, you have a good relationship with yourself. You know you're going to survive and thrive regardless of anything that'll happen. Now, I realize that's a tall order for a lot of people. That is a distant aspiration for some people, unfortunately, who don't have a lot of self-esteem, who don't have a lot of self-respect. So there are multiple ways to build self-esteem, self-respect. I don't have time to go into them right now. Obviously, you can get a lot of tips from a coach or a therapist or someone like that. But above all, don't put this problem off. If you're seeking endless reassurance from your partner, that says something to me about how you see yourself. Do whatever you need to do to start improving the way you see yourself rather than fixating on the way your partner sees you, or rather than fixate on the way anyone else in the world sees you. It's really about how you see you.
Thanks for listening to the Zachary Stockhill podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please be sure to subscribe and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or your podcast app of choice. To learn more about my work on jealousy, relationships, and more, please check out my YouTube channel at Zachary Stockhill. For information about my online courses, books, and coaching service, please visit my website at retroactivejealousy.com.